Gary, are you happy with a point after today's game?
I think that's got to be the worst question you've ever asked me in the time I've known you.
Okay, then. You've got a big smile on your face. You've scored late on in the game. You have shown again that you've come back late on in games. You must be proud of them.
Yeah, no, 100%. Proud is the word today. Huge pride in the group. You know, we've come to a very difficult place with some, you know, some very good players. I thought we started the best, actually, that we've started for a long time in the first half. And East made a couple of saves, but, you know, we get to half time and we felt that we'd kick on and go a bit stronger, but that didn't quite happen. But we stuck in there. And, you know, we've seen the best save of the season from East second half. And then we have a great chance to go 1-0 up with Rudy's header. It's a fantastic move and cross. And you should say, how he is, he should score. But then to concede in the manner that we did, a deflection, they could have quite easily felt sorry for themselves. But like I say, the mentality that these lot have got is just phenomenal. The spirit and the character and togetherness for each of us, phenomenal.
You had a real go at them in those last 7-8 minutes, didn't you? Yeah. You threw everything you could at them.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. That's the enormous sense of pride, is that, you know, when they got 1-0 up, we stuck at it and kept going, and we hit the post straight away and it rolls across the line and goes out. But we didn't feel sorry for ourselves then, and we still kept going, and we chucked three up front in the three big boys and put a couple of balls in the box, and you know, fortunately for us, we've got one at the end. No more than they deserve for the character and the resilience and their efforts and the spirit that they've shown today.
Just how pleased are you for Simon Eastwood, who's waited something like 10 months for a game, to come in and play in the manner that he did today?
Well, I jokingly said before the game, same as QPR, but I didn't want him to be as busy as what he was at QPR. He's outstanding. What he epitomises, right, is he epitomises what we're trying to do here in terms of who we bring into the club and how they are. You know, the lad's never complained once about being out the team in those 10 months. He trains his hardest every day and gives it everything. And, you know, we're delighted for him.
I suppose what you want is a problem from anybody who you give an opportunity to say, I'm going to have a big dilemma next Saturday.
Yeah, 100%, you know. It's like I say, it's what we're striving for, competition in all areas, and people wanting to do everything and give everything, and you know, we've got that now at the moment, and we have to build on this now. You know, it's no good patting ourselves on the back after today. We've got a difficult game again next week, and we've got to build on that.
You've got a terrific record of coming back in games, haven't you, at the moment, to either turn them round into victories or get vital points on the road. Yeah. I suppose you don't want to have to come back, but it's good signs to show that you can, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. We don't want to be doing that all the time. But like you say, you'll have a look at teams that have done that, get conceded and don't come back. So we're delighted, like I say, with the resilience, the character and the spirit and the belief. You know, they're never beaten this lot. They're never beaten, and none more so today. Delighted for them. Really proud.
Disrupted by losing Grant Handley first half. How is he?
Yeah, well, I think in future when we do a press conference, anybody asks me, you nearly got a fully fit squad, it's going to get a bit of a backhander, I think, because it seems to have struck again a little bit, you know. We'll assess him more tomorrow and Monday, but, you know, I thought Adam Henley, when he came on, slotted in there magnificently, and, you know, he kept Adoma quiet. So, again, The squad stretched, but the lads that come in never let this football club down there.
And from where you were sat, did you know who'd scored that goal late on? Bet you didn't care, really, but
no.
From where we were, we didn't have a clue either.
No, I agree. I just see the ball hit the net. You know, it was just saw then some real daft celebrations from everybody, both on the pitch and in the dugout.